invited me here.
I'm still there.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Hear you quite well.
I've never been known to say nothing.
Can you say something?
I couldn't say something back to the and I'd much rather say nothing. This is most extraordinary. Very dear. Indeed, it's an extraordinary business. Position when you're talking to people on earth who are supposed to be alive and are very much dull and dead and dead in consequence. Destroying business within.
Yes.
Seems to mean a great deal of interest in me. My work,
David.
Try to do a great deal in consequence. Saying very little. The simple reason that we're heavily utilized is extraordinary method of communication. Why they cannot invent something more congenial, more beautiful, more successful than I don't imagine. I suppose one must be grateful for me, the beginning of meetings had to be human beings. This is so difficult, so complex. Take this medium, for instance. If you see this medium as I do, this side of life with no eyes, what we have to contend with.
That's all it is.
So, what do we have on there?
Why I had a different time with my dad, surely. What I did is far more important than my dad.
Is it really the time?
My name got me into a great deal of trouble when I was on your side.
Oh,
no.
Yes,
it's
very straightforward
thing to say. That
after you refused
me, sometimes, and you talked to him,
I said,
well, you told him it's Colonel Bogey.
I don't know. I really said I don't know. Anyway, so today, please, are you through anyway?
I'm sure you're much more pleased to have me through than I am to come.
Oh?
At least, there's been more correct today. So I'm quite happy to come. But I certainly wish to be much more congenial in trying to converse. To pass through to you my thoughts through this particular method of communication, which may or may not be successful according to whatever way you happen to view it. But from my point of view, it's irritating because here am I trying to talk intelligently to you, and I find this fluctuating faith that I have to you makes it practically impossible. When one writes, enjoy what has been and been. There's nothing to bar you. Clearly putting doubt and pain on your throat. Then you have to use another human being to demonstrate that which you feel intensely within your spirit. I find it extremely irritating because how can another person be responsible for that which I want to convey to you with clarity and intelligence? No individual can ever act as an instrument in a good sense. I remember way back centuries ago, and I must be, if not to you, to me, and I used to cry to people to portray characters that I had created, to show lines that I had given them. These styles are often so strange to me, as if they were not my lines at all. Yet they were. The people, very seldom, seem to have a lot of intonation. Very seldom seem to be able to put some weight behind the right word, to convey the meaning behind the sentence, to give it authority and tone and colour. And where the people were, in all due respect, very important judgment. Same applies here, using a medium to communicate with you from the side of life, like using an actor on your side to cry, use that button to impersonate, to give through, as it were, one step, or that which was written in the case of my flesh. Oh, very confusing. Oh, you might as well know. My name is Wilde.
Oh, so am I. Oh, thank you, Uncle.
Oh, yes.
How fortunate you are.
Oh, yes.
I say how fortunate you are to get my books.
Yes, I have. 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 That's one of these. Wonderful.
I suppose I should be highly flattered to know that you bet my books to me. I have got one or two. And there are other suggests that you bought two, which is very nice to know. Not that I'm getting any of the loyalty. No doubt you belong to a very good library.
Mr. Wilde, can you tell us something
you like from this outside library? Well, I must admit it's a relief to be asked to discuss one's life over here in preference to one's life in another. Because in any case, my life here on earth is pretty well known among the gossip mongers. I would say, sure, my life here is not unlike my life on earth. You'd probably be very horrified if it happens to be perfectly true. And I've no regrets about it whatsoever. I'm perfectly happy and perfectly contented. And I live a life of delicious things. The name is the world speaks, because as the world speaks this, it is no longer seen here to be human and to be natural, but on earth to be natural is to be sinful. But only here one should be sinful because it is natural. For the world has a strange idea of this. I live a natural existence here, and I'm certainly happy. I have my friendship. And I had my friends, because you can't have friendships without friends, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What an extraordinary couple you are.
Why?
Well, I've heard about you. How you strive to reach people on your side, to enlighten them and to uplift them. But you think they're going to be any happier for that? Having seen so many people, I think they're much happier in their misery than in their darkness, and then they are in light. You show illumination, the person may start feeling like mad and run like mad and escape from illumination.
So,
I know, I'm being facetious. Then, of course, I do realize that there are many people in your world who could be helped by this truth, because it is true. But at the same time, there are many to whom it might even be a bad thing. So they are happy, some of them are, with that thing. What a pity to take me away from those things. Those who lost, they do not choose in the wilderness. Oh, I wouldn't say that. You can wait happily. Why take away something from a child that uses you to keep it quiet? After all, you want the child screaming because it's lost its joy. Knowledge comes with a dark life, they were told. That's why I came in the house and I'd seen it. They hadn't really grown to walk in there. When you stood, there you are.
And I quite agree with you that it's a little problem, really, is the people like children, that they have knowledge, and they have express their knowledge.
So many of those on your side to say, isn't there, to know this knowledge, to know this truth, to know about communication, to know about life after death. So many of them seem to me rather like overgrown children. They haven't really benefited from their knowledge. Indeed, it seems to me that some would be better like it.
Yes, there is a point there that some would be better for that. But the way you really use it.
You know, you don't want to attack this subject if you were some missionary going out into darkest Africa. You might end up in the cooking pot, you know.
I thought you were going about the
morning
cooking pot.
I'm quite sure you have, and I'm quite sure the people who stirred the cooking pot for you have been spiritually.
Yes.
You'd be much safer among the wildlife.
Yes, I agree with you.
These spiritualists, you know, I've seen it at many of their so-called meetings and stuff. You know, if it were not rather sad, it would be highly amusing. I think some of these seances, these meetings, and really, it's so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen dear little old women in Bayswater standing up or waiting, at least so they thought, thinking, no doubt, that they were being controlled by some great entity or soul from this side. Their imagination has run right in Bayswater.
Yes,
I'm quite sure. So much harm is done by these strange creatures. Why is it that the women of 60 turn into this sort of thing and become most extraordinary characters in consequence? They would be much happier pushing a bassinet up Bayswater Road.
Possibly.
They certainly hadn't been given birth to children, but they didn't birth to some very weird creations purporting to come from outside of life.
What can you do about that
time, that
caramel?
Why should I tell you what I'm doing?
Oh, you're
actually, yes, I'm still writing. And I'm still having my plays performed. And I am off called upon to go down into the last stairs to help. Says that I should be called to that. Possibly you might even interpret as well. Probably I'm more suitable to help people learn to then progress very much myself. But actually, I'm very much in tune with all people. My mind, I trust, gives me the entree, even if my reputation does not.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're all true.
My reputation does not worry me. But it seems to worry a hell of a lot of people out of your society.
Your books are very valuable in knowledge.
Yes, more money has been made out of my reputation since my death than ever I was able to make out of my plays, which goes to say that still it's very successful.
You said it's a while, you always had a very open mind, didn't you?
My mind was always wide open.
It was above the
average. My mind was always very wide open, and as you say, above the average. Can you tell me what the average is, and how open a mind should be? I was always ready to receive inspiration. Indeed, I might say that my most successful work was due to the fact that I had an open mind, and in consequence, much was poured through it of inspiration. Which was highly successful, and I feel sure that if it were not the fact that I was high-minded, you wouldn't have had to have some of the successful work that I was able to perform. Mm-hmm. But of course, all this is a matter of dispute among many people. One man's black poison is another man's meat.
Yes,
Oh, no, I
don't.
Every route
has its
path
to
somewhere
to a certain extent. Oh, don't take away our own personality.
No,
no. I'm quite suggesting that I'd be inspired. I was always inspiring figure. In fact, now I've become almost all inspiring, possibly for some days. You wish we could drop the Christmas tree, Mr. Darius.
No, no.
Oh, it's Mr. Darius, it's not Mr.
Darius.
So many people when on Earth were so serious that they couldn't fail to be acted for it. And I refused to join such a gallery.
Yes, please don't drop it, because it wouldn't be you if you
felt that. This I took into perspective, because there would always be people who say, how do we know that this was not the wild? And so I'm expecting to come back very much the same attitude towards life and towards people, and to say the same sort of things that would be expected of me. Well, for your sake, I do this, because I know, poor dear, you're struggling so desperately hard to convince. And if I could assist you to convince, then I should be doing some good work that may by night some of my block. Oh.
Before,
since
you've been on the other side, have you
learned anything? I'd be a most strange person if I hadn't learned something after being here so long.
Mm-hmm.
We all learn, whether we like it or not, whether we are apt pupils or not, we all learn, no matter how bad the teacher.
Were you surprised when you found
yourself? Nothing that ever surprised me. And certainly nothing was thought of as surprising in regard to God, because she was a person who was always doing those surprising things that one was to read all the one read in the Bible. In fact, she seemed such an extraordinary character that he became interesting in consequence.
Yes. how actually did you find yourself in your commentary? Can you
describe
your actual
talking? Like a guy that gives you help.
But you must have found yourself somewhere in a garden or a room. Or...
Why should I necessarily find myself in a garden? Or why for that matter should I necessarily find myself in a room? How embarrassing it would be to, for instance, wake up and find that you were Lady Cynthia's boudoir to the music in your mouth.
People met you, didn't they? Something
else met you and talked to you, isn't it? Well, it's a natural thing, I suppose, to assume that you're going on a long, crazy journey somewhere, that you're going to the other end of the station to meet you. But I remember taking some extraordinary long journey, having a wonderful trip in consequence, and arriving in the middle of the night, no one there, no one the ground, no one the angel. Just got everyone, but with one's luggage. Wondering where to get the nearest hotel or to get the train and go straight there. But of course, unfortunately, one can't get the train and come back to your side of life, or fortunately, go where you have to go. But actually, it's just where I was met by my mother.
Yes.
And how did you find things there? Did you find much about the train speed on Earth, or did you find things?
Well, naturally, Uganda is a strange country, but I find it really fascinating. But the extraordinary thing is that the people would say, situation may be different, the country may be different, habits may be different, one's attitude towards life may be different. The people that are the same, they still look the same, they still are the same. And because it is something to I met many people that I admired. Many of them admired for different reasons, of course. And I've traveled a great deal to many places, many spheres, many countries, if you like to call them countries, and the things they are. There are no barriers, only barriers of one's self, within one's self, one's own mind. The barriers between human relationships to peoples are human. They are man-made. One learns to discard them. And then there's a little boy, Elizabeth Bowles. But in being once in here, even for a short time, one realized how very much we are all part of the other. We are all entwined and in tune, though sometimes at first it seems that we're very much out of tune. We are all very much in tune and all very much of one mind and of one spirit. So the infinite, those all God's children eventually begin to merge the container into reality instead of personality. We all begin to merge into the harmonious and in consequence live in a condition of peace and quietude and harmony where all of these have his or her interest, such as there may be. Some feel that you urge me to work in various ways, others do not. I prefer to continue to write because writing was to really extend my life. And I'm hoping to find the instrument on your side, if I can, whose mind will assist me that I might be able to translate new plays, new works, new things of interest, which will help humanity and enlighten humanity. But always remember that the best way to engineer art is not to develop, but to read his heart is to realize that one must give to him something which is finally more than the material thing, something of the mind and instinct which will last in time itself. I feel that I still feel that I feel the time of the instinct as well.
Well, you have the real time, except that your book has survived very, very much in just a few words.
I wonder if that should last under the name of one of you.
But, and I also read about your trial period, not the last, and I'd like you to have a fair trial.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's very unfair, and yet.
Your
job has
been
an
actor several times.
It is, I know, it has been the most highly successful part of my career.
Well, have you any,
also, any... I'm not very complicated speaking to you, especially in a way. Oh. It's just I can't get my mind clear all the time that something got me into this. No doubt I should prove, carry off what you finished to ask me.
Everybody
knows in their heart,
you have some regret
that
you didn't do
while you were on tour. Well, my first regret was that I didn't stay longer
in
your prize. Well, of course. I still had desires. I still wanted to write better. I still wanted to reinstate myself safe in your scene and your society. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever felt completely identity, but I was sufficiently vain to assume that I could recapture my old place in the world. But that's a long time ago. Since then I've changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anybody you would like to give a lesson to? Go down the street.
I don't think there's anyone left on your side that I have any particular desire or interest in message to.
Have you met Sarah Shaw, Professor?
Oh, I have met Shaw. Of course, I've met Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
That's it, yes.
Extraordinary character. Brilliant. His father. Well, I've never said not saying things I'm supposed to do to turn the stage to
what do you like on your side of playing up? You say something about that.
You mean Victoria?
Yes. Oh, you know, your characters and things like that, you talk to her, don't you? Very right. You're still acting out of it. You're not playing on that time.
Oh, I'm so right.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous. Our world is in some senses has opened me up. You heard so similar to your heart, you have all the manner of demeanor that you are accustomed to. Even more beautiful. Nature, as you know, nature exists here. But the worse aspects of the more irritating aspects of nature are not non-existent to us. For instance, we don't have pests, such as flies, earwigs, and all the irritating things that nature concocts to annoy man. Those things seem to disappear, fortunately. We seem to have all the beauty and loveliness of nature without all the petty irritants. No more swatting flies. Nice noble once in his lunch in all the afternoon chair with a swatter. And she had a swatting afternoon. I often wonder what she must be doing here without her swatter and without her flies to swat. Oh, a long time ago, things have changed. I live in London. I hardly recognize it. Thank God I lived before my time.
Yes, it's just this.
You don't recognize all the
beautiful
buildings
that are going up. I don't recognize hardly anything of London. And I'm very happy that I came as I did, and I departed as I did. I really want to live in your London, Stan.
What are your buildings like in your, on your side?
They are all manner of buildings. But those which I live there are all evident. Great beauty.
For towns or cities?
I guess you could call them cities. There are cities in which untold thousands of people live and have their habitat, but so different from it. In some ways, they're like the old.
But you don't have cars or things like that, do you?
No, thank goodness. You do not have various machines. Horses, we still have. Animals, pets. Much that makes so much humanity. And humanity, to some extent, gave to in return. Just as one's pet dog, one's pet horse. Animals are very dear to humans. Unfortunately, humans are very often dear to animals. Sometimes I think the animals are more advanced than humans.
Yes.
And if they follow their natural instincts, we are not. In consequence, consider doing anything wrong or otherwise wrong. Human beings are always in trouble because they are trying desperately. Often to fight their true selves. Man should be allowed to be his true self, because only by that can he help to develop. I do not mean by that the crime as such should be recognized or in any way assisted. But there should be some curb, that is true, by the law. But the law has such strange ways of working. It cannot understand the frailties, or if it does understand the frailties of the human, it often punishes unnecessarily. We must help each other, we must learn to be more kind and more tolerant. We must try always to trust those in the other person's faith. Try to realize that we have a duty to others, and that the only way we can fit to find our salvation is to be merciful, and to be good, and to give. Love.
Do you ever house yourself in writing?
Yes, I do. Very beautiful house. A house of my own heart. There's given things I suppose to speak of. I find myself creating this. But even then, I think that I was creating, if I ever came here, by my thoughts, by better thoughts.
So with the garden and all that other time?
I have a garden. Not too large, but sufficient.
Yes.
I was never one for the outdoor life. I appreciated nature, but I preferred to watch nature from a distance rather than to always be underneath her glaring light. One perceives often more clearly, more distinctly from the distance. I must go. I will come and talk to you again.
Very well.
Sometimes I see that the evil glasses. I've done it as much for your benefit.
I've measured this help to others.
Otherwise, if I have not to some extent my own self, people will say that cannot be. So for your sakes, I do this. And I can and will go on things that you wish to speak about. In due course, may God bless you. Then it's a common thing to say, I do wish it by spirit of the darkness. May God bless you, my friend. Thou shalt for the rest be one of them.
Goodbye. Thank you, Mr. Warren. Bye-bye.